بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى من سار على هديه إلى يوم الدين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Today we are going to talk about the story of Santiago. Santiago has changed his name to Isa after he has embraced Islam. Santiago is an American from Mexican ancestors. He came once to Santa Clara Masjid, and he was wondering what is this, and one of the brothers told him, this is a masjid, we are praying in this masjid. And he said, what is praying means? And he said that we are worshiping Allah. Why don't you come and join us? We are having a lunch party here. And meanwhile, I will call somebody who will be able to answer all your questions. So please come join us. And then Santiago said, okay. The brother called me at home and he said, brother, why do we have somebody who wants to become a Muslim? And please come over because he needs to ask some questions. I said, okay, I will come. And then I dressed up and then I went to the masjid. I went in, I found them eating on the floor. And then I said, where is the man? And they told me, this is him. And then I sat next to him. I looked at him and I said, do you want to become a Muslim? And he said, yes. And I said, okay, do you have any questions? He said, no. And he said, and then I told him, okay, then you can say, I bear witness that there is no God save Allah, and Muhammad is his last messenger. And the brother told me, brother Awad, if you can, just please let him finish his food, and then we can so that we will be able to congratulate him. I said, what if he dies before that? And he said, oh, okay. So let him do that then. And then he said, he embraced the Shahada, Alhamdulillah, I mean, in both Arabic and English. And he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa Muhammad Rasulullah. And all the brothers have congratulated him. And then I came to realize that the guy, he was not planning to become a Muslim. He didn't have, as a matter of fact, any clue about Islam. And then I sat down with him and I spent the time actually to educate him about the faith, educate him about the rituals, educate him about what's the concept of Islam. And alhamdulillah, he became a very nice Muslim. Alhamdulillah. 3 years down the road, he changed his name to Isa. Isa decided to come and visit me in my new house. I moved out to Patterson that time, and he had lunch with us, and we spent very nice time until Maghrib comes, and then we went to the masjid to pray Maghrib. The brothers in Modesto saw him that he is a convert, and then they asked him after the prayer if he will be willing to tell us his story of Islam. And he said, yeah, sure. And then he sat down. Now, let me tell you here. I told you what I have seen from my side. Now, what you're going to see or what you're going to hear from me, the story from his side that I was not aware of. So, and he started saying that I went to the Masjid of Santa Clara. And I went wondering, what is this? And somebody was answering me my questions. And then he said, I'll call somebody to answer all your questions. And then he invited me to eat with them. I sat down, I started eating with them. And then a few minutes later, here he comes, a person with a long white beard, and he has a white face. And I thought that person, he looked like Moses. And when he said that, I said, SubhanAllah, why did he say that? And they said, oh, okay, it's the long beard. So Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, he has told us to never shave your beard and let your mustache, I mean, or trim your mustache. And that's the sunnah I was applying for years, alhamdulillah. And look what happened. This small sunnah that I was taking ajr every day because I have this long beard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this person come to Islam because of the figure I have with this long beard. SubhanAllah. More than that, he has prepared him, as he said. And he said, when I saw him like this, with this look, I said, this man must have the reality and the truth I am seeking. And I'm going to agree or approve whatever he's going to tell me. And then he said that, and then this person sat down next to me, and then he looked at me and he said, do you want to become a Muslim? And I said, yes. And then he said, do you have any questions? And I said, no. And then he said, okay, say, I bear witness there is no God save Allah and Muhammad his last messenger. And then I said that. And that's how I became a Muslim. And by that time, I was crying. SubhanAllah. I said, SubhanAllah. This is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to me. The brother could have given him that. I mean, it's just, SubhanAllah, it's just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sequence of this story. He's just telling me, because you have applied one of the sunnahs of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm going to give you a gift which is better than the whole earth and better than what the sun shines on, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. And I was so pleased, I took Santiago with me back home, and I told him that, SubhanAllah, I was only having part of the story, but you have the rest of the story. And then he inquired about that. Alhamdulillah, we had a very nice discussion that night. And I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those people to see the light of Islam, all of them, and to come to the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to make their destiny the Firdaus, and you as well. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.